Welcome to lesson 4, 3 secrets to deep pelvic activation. In this week's lesson, you will learn the 3 secrets that will wake up your pleasure potential in ways you have never imagined. We will look a little deeper at your pelvic anatomy and get clear on what's what. We will also get into why the jade egg is so important to your pelvic and orgasmic health, and why this practice is often done incorrectly, and how to do it effectively, so that you do not cause yourself undue blockages, pain, and that you can start right away experiencing a fully awakened pelvis. We will finish by giving you the start of the jade egg practice, so be sure to plan some extra uninterrupted time. Remember, if you don't have a jade egg, you can still do this practice. So let's get started. Week 4, 3 secrets of deep pelvic activation. I'm excited about this week's lesson because now we're starting to get into the secrets of waking up our pleasure in ways that we may not have yet imagined. But before we jump into the details of our anatomy and reveal the practices of the jade egg, I want to speak about the 3 secrets to deep pelvic activation. Secret 1 is not so secret. It is pelvic tone. Everyone knows about needing a toned vagina for sexual health and pleasure. But what few of us know, as I mentioned in your free video series, is that it's not just any kind of tone that opens the doors to unlimited pleasure. In fact, too much exercise can cause restriction of vital nerves and blood vessels through excess muscular tension, which can even lead to the development of scarring. And all of those factors have one thing in common: they inhibit orgasm. So before you run off and do 300 plus Kegels, PC contractions, or lift 30 plus pounds with your vagina, consider your own motivation for such activities. In fact, I personally had the experience of having so much strength and tone that I would drain the blood out of my partner's penis, leaving him limp and lifeless and quite emotionally distraught. I had to learn how to be toned, but also soft and receptive. Tone is important, but we should have the sort of tone that feels like a healthy trampoline where the structure is both strong and flexible. Which brings us to our second secret, suppleness. When does orgasm actually happen? It happens in the moment we let go. Pelvic tension builds the orgasm, but the orgasm itself happens when we let go. The more we let go, the deeper, fuller, and more multi-orgasmic is our experience. In fact, for most of us, learning to soften is more challenging than learning to be more toned. Before revealing why this is true, I first want to clarify that suppleness isn't lack of tone. Suppleness is our ability to melt open, to intentionally soften and spread our pelvic floor. Women who have no tone may not be able to soften and open. So why is suppleness something we must all learn and something that is innately difficult? First of all, in our global collective unconscious, we have agreed that it is unsafe for a woman to be fully surrendered to and expressive of her deep pleasure. Because there is a lot of violence against women, and because our language is filled with sexually violent imagery and words, there is an unspoken reaction within our exceptionally receptive, sensitive, and intelligent pelvis. We hold unconscious tension in our pelvis as a way to protect ourselves. Even if we are in a great environment and have never experienced any abuse whatsoever, we would still be receptive to, and thereby influenced by, the unspoken agreement of the greater collective. But there is a way around this. By consciously choosing to soften, relax, and melt open. It is a practice that is both physical and emotional. On a physical level, it requires intentional release or relaxation of our pelvic system. On an emotional level, we give ourselves permission to relax, soften, melt, and trust both our own body and our partners. Surrender isn't to another person. Surrender is moving more deeply into our own essential nature. We can be fully open only because we are so deeply centered in ourselves. Secret number 3, dexterity. As again mentioned in the free video, dexterity is not something we hear many people address or speak to, yet it is one of the key essential pieces to helping us activate and access our full pleasure potential. It is actually what gives you the ability to wake up every little pleasure cell in your vagina and pelvis, and it functions to innervate the growth of new nerves in your vagina and pelvis so that you literally grow your pleasure potential. Not only that, but equally, the more you activate your pleasure, the more you build and strengthen your pleasure neural pathways. The bonus? It feels amazing to your partner and it liberates you to have full mastery of your pleasure during intercourse. Many of the women I have taught this to have been able to increase their own pleasure and orgasm with this one skill alone, yet no one is talking about the importance of dexterity. So you will be learning all the techniques necessary to wake up your pelvis and vagina and self-activate your deeper pleasure. These techniques use a jade egg. However, if you do not have a jade egg, you can still do the techniques. In fact, I recommend you first begin with your own finger rather than the egg so that you can experience a direct biofeedback loop. This hyper-accelerates the learning process. It also starts the process of reconnecting our conscious mind with what is actually happening in our pelvis, giving us a greater access to our arousal cues and subtle pleasures. If you do not wish to use an egg or your finger, you can still benefit from this practice. Before we begin our deep pelvic activation, we must first cover some basic anatomy.